الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know that this is the month of Shawwal, it is one of the months in which Hajj has been prescribed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Hajj ashhurun ma'lumat, that Hajj, the time for Hajj, is certain months which are known. They are Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'da, and the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. In these months, such amal takes place which shows the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One displays his love or her love for their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that opportunity. It is a chance for a person to actually display and show their commitment and to show that Allah and His injunctions is above everything. That is what Hajj and Udhiyya Qurbani is all about. It's all about showing, displaying that love. Showing that Allah's order is the most important thing. And that takes precedence over everything. And a person goes and displays that love. So, as soon as Shawwal comes, the Hajj, Amal Hajj can begin. If a person wants to do ihram, he can make ihram from the beginning of Shawwal. Ihram meaning coming into the state of ihram, making that intention. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us certain amals so that we can display our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at the amal of Hajj, it's all about displaying that love. How? When a person goes to Hajj, when he goes to the house of Allah, what does he do? He makes tawaf, circumambling. The tawaf, the Hajj, the house of Allah. When a person loves somebody and he wants to go, he goes to the person's house. He will see if that his beloved is there or not. Trying to make contact. Go there again and again. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to show our love for Him. is by going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we make tawaf of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one way of displaying love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, when we go to the door of the Kaaba, underneath the door, that place is called Multazam, is where a person clings onto the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, that is showing his love or her love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when the person whom we love, we like to cling onto them, we like to hold them. Likewise, our display of love is like that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For we cannot physically hold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to display that. So we go to the multazam and we grab and we put our chest towards it and we cling to it. Why? To show our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we go to Arafah, we go to Mina on the 8th. Again, why? This is to show love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, it is there to show that Allah's injunction is above everything. Allah's injunction is above everything. A person is staying in Makkah, staying in his hotel, and he is going Masjid al-Haram to perform his salah. One salah with jama'ah in Masjid al-Haram equates to 100,000 salah. The reward is multiplied by 100,000. Yet he leaves all of that and he goes on the 8th al-Hijjah, where? To Mina. This is to show love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is to show that Allah's injunction is above everything. So he forsakes his hotel. He forsakes going to the Masjid al-Haram. And where does he go? He goes to Mina. Then from Mina he goes to Arafah. From Arafah he goes to Muzdalifah. Again, this is all showing that display of love. And then on the 10th, he goes back to Mina and he throws the stones at the three jamarat, at the pillars. Again, why? This is to show love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is there to show that Allah's injunction is above everything. Then go and making the sacrifice. Again, that is to show love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do not let our normal thinking take over. We do not just follow our aql and our brain, for our brain will tell us to do other things. Why should one throw stones at the three pillars? What benefit is that? We have to go through all that difficulty. But when a person looks through the eyes of a lover, then he does not see that. All he sees is that this is what my beloved wants me to do. My beloved wants me to do that, so I will do that. He will become happy with me. He will forgive me. So, my beloved wants me to do that, so I will do it. My beloved wants me to stay in Arafah, wants me to stay in Mina instead of Makkah, then I will do it. My beloved wants me to stay in Muzdalifah without a tent, then I will do it. My beloved wants me to do this. This is why I am doing it. So it is a show and display of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved wants made to sacrifice, so I would make sacrifice. Otherwise, if somebody who thinks, why should I spend £100? Why don't I give this £100 to the poor? It will benefit the poor more. Instead of making the sacrifice, I give the £100 to the poor, it will benefit the poor. If someone starts thinking like that, no. One of the reasons of Hajj is to show our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget our understanding. Forget what we can comprehend. What we will think is what our beloved wants from us. What our Allah wants from us. Our Creator, what does He want from us? How can I make my sustainer and creator happy? How can I make my beloved be happy with me? How can I get him to love me so much so that he forgives me and he gives me a place in Jannah? That is what Hajj is trying to tell us. That look, come and bond with me. Come to me. Come closer to me. Love me how you're supposed to love me. And I will return your love. That is what Hajj is all about. And this is why we go and spend money. And do that. It is not cheap to do Hajj. Nowadays it costs over £3,000. Instead of going for Hajj, why don't we just spend this £3,000 in charity? No, that is not the display of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come to Him. He wants us to come and display our love for Him. And that is why He called us there. Come, and there you will find me there. You cannot hold me, but cling onto the Kaaba as if like you are holding on to me. And when you cling onto Kaaba, especially on the place of Multazam, you make dua and definitely I will answer your dua. You make tawaf, after tawaf you make dua and I will accept your dua. Go to Mina and perform 5 times salah and you make dua and I will accept your dua. Now you go to Arafah and make dua. Again, I will accept your dua. From there, go to Muzdalifah and come to me. Again, I will come to you and accept your dua. Now throw stones at the shaitan. Again, when you throw stones after that making dua, I will come and accept your dua. Again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants our servants, wants His servants to come to Him, make that bond, make that love. Forget what you understand, forget your comprehension. Love overtakes that and come to me. That is why they say, Al-Hubbu yu'mi wa yusim. That love makes a person deaf and blind. When a person is in love, he does not understand. And when we have true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will chuck and put aside of our thinking. Say, what is my beloved wants from me? And this is what the Sahabas did. This is why it was very easy for them to forsake the dunya, forsake the most beloved thing, that is their life. They were ready and prepared to give their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they had created the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. He wants for us to create that love. That is why it is said that we frequently do Hajj and Umrah. Even if you have done Hajj once, although Hajj upon the wealthy people is farz once in their life, but if we can afford, we go again. تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة فإنهما ينفيان الفقر والذنوب كما ينفي الخير خبز الحديد والذهب والفضة. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that one after another, do Hajj and Umrah, do Hajj and Umrah. so that we can inculcate, so that we can create a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the month in which this amal of Hajj and the amal of Qurbani takes place. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed so many camels on the day of Hajj. On the day of Eid, he sacrificed so many camels. And did Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know that feeding the poor was a very important amal? I think 99 camels he sacrificed on that day. One camel now in Saudi Arabia is about, now about 1,000 pounds, 1,100 pounds. Back in those days, it was even more expensive. Why? Because that was the mode of transport. There was no other transport. Now today, people use it for feeding. There, the bigger the car you got, the better there. So, at that time, the value of camel was so much. Value of camel was so much. This is why Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعْمِ. That through you, if one person accepts Islam and gets guidance, then it is better for you than the red camels. Why did Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say red camels at that time? Because they were the most expensive commodity at that time. Because a camel, what is it? It is a tank full of water. It is a ship of the camp of the desert. It has extra tank in it, and when it demands water, it brings it up and it drinks it. So a camel for a month can go travel through the desert without needing any water. So that was the best form. And the camel has a hump, again, that is stored fat for energy, through so that they can go through the desert. And then the camel has long eyelashes. Why? So when there's a blizzard, when there's a sandstorm, it doesn't affect the camel. The camel can still go. It closes its eyes and it will just still go. It doesn't affect. So that's how why it was so expensive. Again, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't slaughter one or two, he slaughtered 99 to show his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq to display our love for him.